My name is Sam Walsh, and right now I'm sitting down with two members of Pat Keene. They just got done playing a great in-studio right here at Radio K. First of all, thank you guys for coming in and playing for us. It was absolutely wonderful.
Thanks for having us.
It was a great time.
It was super relaxing. It was beautiful, to say the least.
Thank you.
I've got some questions to ask you, all right? I would love to know where each of you are from, and what are you known for? And what is it known for? Oh, but really quick, let me interject. I didn't even introduce you guys. I'm sitting here with Addie Stry and Pat Keene himself from Pat Keene. So with that being said, where are each of you from, and what is it known for?
I'm from Eau Claire, and so is she.
We're both from Eau Claire. We met in high school like jazz band.
Okay. Yeah.
Originally.
I was playing upright bass. That's my main instrument, technically, I guess. But yeah, and so we met doing that.
Okay. What is Eau Claire known for?
It's
beautiful.
It's a town
rivers,
in Wisconsin.
It's a nice.
Yeah, they have nice rivers.
The architecture.
Rivers and architecture.
Okay. There's been a bit of a booming music scene there.
It seems like that. How do you guys feel about that?
Well, we'll get into that a little bit, but it's fine. I mean, it was a great place to grow up, mm-hmm. and there was a great jazz program there for us, and it was, they really held us to a high standard there, I think, and
we really had, a lot of good opportunities growing up in,
Musically,
just, in the community and in high school, we had a lot of opportunities to, compete, but also take lessons and, really grow as musicians at a really formative age.
Yeah, it was cool.
So I think both of us really owe a lot to that scene and that school. And there has been cuts in funding, and I feel like now it's not what it was when we were in high school.
Yeah,
you think now 10 years ago.
Interesting. You think, given the Bon Iver boom, that it would be more like that?
It may be coming back.
Well, hopefully, it comes back. Yeah, but there was a lot of talent coming out of there for a long time, and we kind of caught the tail end of it.
Gotcha. Well, good for you guys, right?
We were really lucky, and I basically made a living playing music when I was in high school, getting jazz gigs around town and stuff.
So it was
in demand too.
Yeah. Knowing that you guys that was where you kind of had your, I guess, musical whatever. It's very interesting because I guess how many instruments did each of you come in and individually play today, right?
You played three
or four, right, Addie? And you played two different guitars, right? And
it was really cool. I think that it's a good town for growing up like that.
We
actually had a band together. Our first band was called Thresher Shark.
Yeah, and still my favorite band.
Favorite band I've been in too. It was me on upright bass and electric bass, and she played.
I played sax.
Yeah. And then our friend Davey played drums, but it was.
Wow.
Yeah.
Very cool.
We wrote our own material. It was cool.
That's awesome. We had a residency Tuesday nights at a tea house.
Ooh.
Really great times. Seriously.
Yeah. What was the band called?
It was called Thresher Shark.
Thresher Shark at a tea shop Tuesday nights. Be there or be square, right?
That's right.
What was the first show that either of you ever saw? And I'd like to know both the band and the venue.
I saw Paul McCartney at the XL Energy Center with my parents when I was 12 or 13.
And that was your
and
first
show? And I literally,
show?
I bought a shirt and I did not take it off until it didn't fit anymore.
Aww. Well, I'm glad that you knew what you were seeing, at least.
Amazing. So obsessed. It was my Beatles prime. I was when I was 10, I thought I was cool because I hated the Beatles or whatever. And then my brother-in-law was you're dumb.
Rightly so.
And I was you know what? I think you might be right.
That's funny.
And so I got super into them and I was just it's still my favorite show I've ever seen in my life.
Wonderful. That sounds
Paul
like McCartney. An amazing experience.
He's amazing. Yeah. I hope I get to meet him before he's gone.
I do too. Yeah, let me know if you meet him, all right?
Yeah, I will let you know. I will.
Say hi. Yeah. Addie, first show and venue.
I think the first kind of big show I went to was Counting Crows.
Ooh.
And they played in a baseball field in Minneapolis.
Wow. That's quite the mix right there.
Maybe it was outside. Is Target Field outside? I think it was a Target Field.
Okay, very interesting. How old were you when you saw it? That was your first show.
It was
Crows. Yeah.
I mean, I was 15.
Okay.
And I'd been, before that, I exclusively listened to jazz and classical music.
Gotcha.
So I'd been to concerts.
Sure.
I don't know what the first one of those was, yeah. But that was the first like rock and roll show that I went to. Oh,
with a name on the bill, right?
Like, it's amazing. Kind of touring
thing. Yeah. Really
cool. Who is the most iconic Minnesota musician or band in your guys' opinion?
I mean,
that's a good question.
I think it's a toss up between Bob Dylan and Prince, I would say, for me. Mm-hmm. I think both of those are so incredible on opposite sides of the spectrum, but.
To me, like, a really formative band, and I don't know if they'd be Minneapolis-based, but The Bad Plus.
Oh, yeah.
I
totally.
Just, like, yeah. loved that, idolized them yeah. in high school.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a good one. Yeah, definitely. That's a good answer. All right, well, let's talk a little bit about your music right now. So how did Pat Keene start? Obviously, I mean, you were born. Right?
Yeah.
But I'm talking about your music project.
Yeah, well, I went to a music school in Boston, and I had a band there that was like when I really started writing songs a lot. I had written a couple songs in high school, and we worked on them together, but I started writing songs for them. They were called Colton Leper, and then it was like more of like a proggy band. Like we always hated it when people called us prog, but looking back on it now, I think it actually kind of was.
Yeah, that's
and
hilarious.
People were right. But yeah, so I started writing with them, and then I graduated from school, and I did a lot of touring as a sideman with a couple different groups.
Okay.
And then I was sort of trying to figure out where I wanted to be or what I wanted to do with my life after like some of those things fell apart.
Mm-hmm.
And so I actually was here in Minneapolis, and I was visiting my now roommate, and, he had to work during the day, so I was just here visiting him, and I was mm-hmm. chilling during the day, and I was walking around Minneapolis and playing his guitar, and that was when I wrote the first song of the project, which is called Morning, which we still play.
Really?
Yeah.
So you were like kind of busking or walking
No, I wasn't
outside.
Walking around.
Oh, okay.
I wasn't walking with like the guitar.
Two separate
I made, yeah, they were separate things.
That's
yeah, I was just like in his place at that time, and I wrote Morning there, and then I actually went and bought that guitar that I was playing, the Martin, at the podium.
Okay.
Which
yeah,
is a guitar
yeah.
spot, guitar shop here. Mm-hmm. And and then that was basically when it was born. Then I moved to New Hampshire.
Okay.
And it was like sort of like a retreat, and I
interesting.
Recorded.
Yeah. I was gonna ask about mm-hmm. that. Yeah. So you Yeah, so tell me about that. You went to New Hampshire just to study and to kind of
There's a songwriter who's extremely influential to me, and I think should be for others too. His name is Chris Wiseman, and he played in the band Happy Birthday, if you've heard of them. It's the now King Tuff is the guy from Happy Birthday.
Oh, interesting. Yeah. Okay.
It's Kyle Thomas. But Chris,
I remember my first impression of Chris was just like kind of a weird jazzy Elliott Smith or something.
Yeah, totally. Yeah. And I love his songwriting, and I was just obsessed with it like while being on the road, and it was getting me through mm-hmm. whatever type of life stuff I was doing, and so I just hit him up because we weren't that far removed from each other.
Yeah, that's what that's what I was gonna ask. So mm-hmm. You went out there for 4 months, correct?
Yeah. So
you just hit him up, hey, I like your music.
Well, I knew he was a teacher because I had heard from other people that had studied with him, mm-hmm. and I just hit him up. I was like, I'm moving to New Hampshire. I lived in a little house on my landlord's property there, who now have become very close friends of mine.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, so I lived there, and I hit him up, and he was like, yeah, let's do it. So we worked together for 4 months, and he taught me a lot of different things. It wasn't like a songwriting study at all. It was like, I went in there, and I was like, I love your songs. Like, we're going to work on songs, right? Song,
sure.
song. And he's like, I don't want to hear any of your songs. And
that's hilarious.
And so, yeah, his goal was to sort of open me up through all these games and theories he had to being able to write more songs out of
thin air, you know,
what you have, what you know, and games. And so, yeah,
that's
he's like a wizard. It's crazy. He has a thing called All Interval Tetrachords, which he's found.
Oh,
there are 16 of them. And incorporate all intervals of music, and he's like
that name,
a crazy
incredibly
theory wizard. Yeah,
very cool.
And
very
so he, he really opened me up, and it worked. And then at the end, I had an album, and I gave it to him, and he was like, "Oh, this is great, man!
That's awesome." That's what I was going to ask you.
Yeah.
So you're kind of like in your element mm-hmm. this entire time, right? So
yep.
So was the entirety of your most recent album, Albatross, written there? Or
no,
was that kind of
that was my first one. It's called Leaving.
Okay,
Yeah, so I was recording that just to 4-track in this little house, And then I wrote some of the tunes from Albatross there. Mm-hmm. And then I, it occurred to me that I should leave the East Coast and come back to the Midwest, where I'm from. And I have a lot of, I had a lot of friends here and still do. And so then I wrote the rest of Albatross over here and recorded it in my house and in my parents' cabin and at the studio that
It sounds beautiful. It really does.
Thank you.
And speaking of friends and this new album, you're going on this tour.
Yeah.
Right? So you're playing a show tonight at the Warming House, but this is just the first of many, right? So can you tell us a little bit about where, in brief, because it's a long tour,
It's long. Yeah. We're going from Iowa to South Dakota to Montana to Canada and Vancouver, and then we're kind of shooting down the West Coast, like Seattle and Portland and Oakland and LA, and then we're cutting into New Mexico and then Colorado and then Nebraska, and then we'll be back.
Dang. Wow. well good luck. I would love to just have an interview when you're done. You guys are like, you're full of energy now, a month later when you're 23 shows in, right? We'll see. That'll be wonderful though.
Yeah, and a lot of the stuff we're playing now too is newer than Albatross. I mean, Albatross came out back in June of 2017, so
yeah,
we're playing a couple tunes from there, but the majority of it is new stuff that is, it's more of a project now, like where it's kind of the two of us, because I wrote with her in mind, having her play all these different instruments.
Okay.
So yeah, it's kind of a premiere of new stuff and getting ready to record the new record. So.
Very cool. And you played one new song for us today, right?
Yeah, well, we only played one from Albatross today, but you know, there's like, I have like almost two other records written after that, so
really?
It's like we're kind of just pulling from different places, but one of them was brand new, and then the others were, I don't know how new, but still new.
Not as new. not as cool, right? No, I'm kidding. Well, if you're listening right now, be sure to check out the RadioK.org website. Go on there and check out In Studios. So if you want to hear new music from Pat King, you can go on there and we'll have all the audio there.
Oh, sweet.
Very, very exciting.
Yeah. Check it out.
Are you, do you have a release date for these new, these two new projects?
The only thing we have that's new that's premiering one of the newer songs is, it's a video that premiered on Post Trash in preparation for the tour.
Okay.
And it's a song called Screens, and it's just a video that we performed live at this place called Tatterwood Gallery. Yeah.
Okay, very cool. Well,
yeah.
Get those things out, man.
Yeah, check them out.
Very, very cool. All right. You just heard from Pat Keen live in our studios. They're just about to go on this huge tour, but tonight you can luckily catch them. They'll be playing at the Warming House at 8 p.m. with Carlisle, Evans, Peck, and themselves. But for now, let's get back to the music right here on Radio K, Real College Radio.